Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Jennifer Main, Chief Financial Officer at the Small Business Administration. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Al, and good morning, Jenny. Thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Jenny, let's start at the beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about the mission and the history of the Small Business Administration?
Sure. The Small Business Administration was founded in the 1950s, 1953 to be exact, so we just had our 50th birthday. And the mission has really been the same since the agency began, which is to serve the needs of small businesses, particularly in the United States. We do a little bit of outreach across the world, but the United States small businesses are our focus. And the programs that we provide have also essentially been the same since the beginning of the agency, which is to provide credit opportunities. We used to do direct loans. Now we usually are partnering with the banking community to provide guarantees on loans that they're doing for small businesses around the country. We provide a lot of entrepreneurial development assistance, technical assistance, you might call it, through partners across the country, the biggest program in that area, the Small Business Development Corporation Program. There are over 1,000 SBDCs, they're called, Small Business Development Corporations, across the country, tend to be in colleges and universities that support entrepreneurs in their areas, local resources, and also procurement. Obviously, the SBA's 8A program, which is named for the section of the Act, but it's to assist small businesses and particularly economically disadvantaged small businesses to get procurement opportunities, particularly with the federal government. We have a goal of ensuring that 23% of the federal contracts go to small businesses across the country. So those are the main programs, particularly for small business assistance. We also advocate on behalf of small businesses within the federal government, for example, regulatory issues that come up that could have a particularly burdensome impact on small businesses. And we also have a major role in disaster recovery across the country. And that one is not just small businesses, but homeowners as well. And that's the long-term economic rebuilding in an area after a disaster has struck. We provide long-term loans at very reduced rates. They tend to be right now probably around 3%, which is a nice rate to get for homeowners and businesses that have suffered physical damage or for businesses that have suffered economic injury losses if there are no customers for the business and it shuts down, for example, so they can get recovery for those type of things. So those are the main programs and the main areas that we've been working in. And really, although the programs have, you know, sort of modernized over the years, they've really stayed the same in terms of their core purposes and who they're intended to serve.
That's great. That's certainly a very broad mission. Can you give our listeners a sense of the scale of the operations over at SBA? How many businesses are supported by your organization?
Well, currently we're doing about over 100,000 guaranteed loans through our main business programs each year. That totals a portfolio of about $60 billion right now in our primary lending program, again named for the section of the Act that it was made under 7A as the loan program that most people are the most familiar with. Between that and our Section 504 real estate development program, we have over $60 billion loan portfolio. And of course, we actually have a venture capital program as well, which some people are familiar with. And then separately, our entrepreneur development programs, we reach, we believe, over 1 million businesses every year. And of course, some of them are existing businesses. Some of them are startups, people who are considering going into business and trying to make that decision. And on the procurement front, I'm not sure we have a good measure of how many we've assisted. We have a lot of different things we try to do. We do business matchmaking opportunities, for example, where we've reached thousands of small businesses that are meeting up with either large contractors or potential government agencies or other entities that could be looking for small businesses to help them. So it's in the well over millions range that we've helped. Certainly, aggregate, you know, it's over 20 million over the years.
Can you tell us about the mission and scope of your office specifically within SBA? Give us a sense of the number of employees, the size of the budget that you manage.
I'll tell you, the whole agency is about 2,100 people, our regular staff. We have disaster staff that can range 400 or so as our typical baseline. In the Katrina situation over the last year, the disaster employee base actually grew to about 4,000, which is, you know, twice the agency size. So you have to, you know, kind of the core regular agency is 2,100. So it's a fairly small agency. The CFO's office is about 107 of those. And our budget in the CFO's office is in, you know, $1.5 to $2 million range. It's pretty small for my discretionary, you know, things that we need to get done. With the staff included, it's over $10 million in terms of their salaries. The overall agency budget is just over maybe $650 million on average. Of course, the big factor is disaster. This past year, we're going to spend a couple of $1 billion at least lending to victims in the disaster in the Gulf area. So our budget, if you looked at it at any one time, it really is dependent on,
right,
on
so
disaster.
It's a variable component to it.
Right. If you exclude disaster, we're in the $600 million range.
Jenny, can you tell us a little bit about your responsibilities as the CFO and how you support the mission of the SBA?
Sure. I kind of think of what we do on two different fronts. On the one hand, we're the financial operations, which means we have to work through the budget process, ensure that we get the funds and just properly track them and account for them, make sure that everyone knows how much they get, what they're authorized to spend, that we don't spend a dime, that we don't have all the paperwork properly in place for, and track that all the way through and do the financial reporting that's required. We're one of the 24 CFO Act agencies. We're one of the smallest, but that means we're required to do anything that a CFO Act agency is required to do. So we have audited financial statements and quarterly reporting, et cetera. So the CFO's office covers all of those basic operations. And we certainly, I think, are typical in that sense in terms of what our role is. The other side, in my mind, of what we do is performance management, performance measurement, really trying to help support the agency in achieving its goals, ensuring that the funds that we spend are accomplishing what we intended them to accomplish. And in that regard, I think of us a bit, the program offices, I think, are very focused on serving their customer, identifying what their customers need and making sure that they're doing everything they can to create creative products and interesting tools to help support their customer. And in the CFO's office, I feel a bit responsible sort of for the shareholder, if you will, the taxpayer. Is the taxpayer getting for the funds that are going into our agency the best that it can get? And ideally, we have strong alignment between what we're trying to do for the customer and what we're trying to do for the taxpayer. That's the best scenario, and usually it's the case, and we're all in alignment. But sometimes you have a conflict there. You know, you might have to look at, I mean, obviously, there are a lot of people who would have been very pleased if we could have just given out grants in the Gulf Coast to people who had such a disastrous event impact their lives. But from a taxpayer perspective, we don't have a program that budgets to give grants to everyone. We have a long-term loan program, and that means we can only make loans to people who meet our standards for the likelihood that they will pay those back. So in the CFO's office, I tend to think of myself as the one who's trying, in our office, it's our job to make sure that the taxpayer's voice is at the table when the agency is making some of these kinds of decisions.
You know, responsibilities for CFOs differ across the 24 agencies. What responsibilities do you have as the CFO of SBA? Do you have budget, for example?
Yes. I have specifically have budget, accounting, financial reporting. I have internal controls. We also have performance management. And that's something new that we created an office about 2 or 3 years ago within the CFO's office that's called the Office of Accountability, Planning, and Analysis, with an emphasis on ensuring that we are measuring the results that we're getting from the funds that we're spending, that we're tracking outcomes, that we're tracking outputs, and using that feedback to influence the business decisions we're making in terms of the funds that we request and how we spend the money that we get.
That's a broad scope of responsibilities. I know in reading your background before the show started that you had some private sector experience as well. How has that private sector experience prepared you for this role as CFO of SBA?
Well, it's interesting. I actually, my private sector experience kind of spans a wide range. I worked at a very large consulting firm, multinational, huge place. And I actually worked in several small businesses, one of which I started with two other people. So from the very biggest to the very smallest. And I would say that I got some good experience in both of those places to work in an organization like the one I'm in. From working, having started my own business, the thing you have to do if you start a small business is be prepared to wear any hat. You could do every job in the business during one day. So you have to be ready to roll up your sleeves. No job is too big or too small to tackle. And the CFO's office that I came into almost 4 years ago now at SBA was really struggling. We were in a disclaimed audit opinion. We had a lot of challenges in front of us. And I think one of the things that helped me a lot personally and helped me create a good rapport with our staff was that I was willing to roll up my sleeves, get out my pencil and my calculator, and sit down and go through all the issues and really understand what was happening, why it was happening and what was going on. And I think that earned me respect from my staff, which is very important for a lot of reasons. And it just gave me an understanding of what was going on and helped me come up with better solutions and provided opportunities for leadership. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, working at a very big firm, I got an opportunity there to see that people have different skill sets, different styles, different roles. And that's what a team is made up of, that you're going to have different things coming to the table. And as the leader of the team, my goal is to leverage, bring out the best in all those skills of people that we have. And frankly, some cases try to minimize some of the weaknesses, you know, find a way to not have them impact the team while you work on making improvements, for example. So between the two of them, I really do feel like I use some of the skills that I got from those two different kinds of experiences in my regular work at SBA.
Today, we only have about a minute left, but I do also want to get to some other public sector experience that you've had outside of SBA. I understand that you spent a portion of your career as an expert in credit programs at ONB. How has this experience at ONB affected your perspective now at SBA?
I think a couple things on that front. The main one is certainly having been at OMB, I really have an inside understanding of what they're looking for. So when we get into issues that OMB is going to be concerned about, and it happens very regularly, I have a pretty good sense of anticipating what their concerns will be, and that helps us be more prepared. The other thing is I really feel like I recognize that OMB is the policy entity for budget and financial management. We are the operations. So it helps me sort of frame issues with them sometimes that they may have a goal of what they want, but on the operational side, it may just not really work that way. And so it's a nice opportunity. I have a lot of colleagues who still work at OMB that I have good relationships with, and I think it's been helpful on both sides to be able to engage in a sort of knowledgeable dialogue about the issues.
Great. What are the Small Business Administration financial priorities? We will ask Chief Financial Officer Jenny Main to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.